If you're driving around in Hillsboro, watch for overnight road closures beginning tonight on Old 86 at I-40, 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. weeknights through the end of the month. Crews will be demolishing the existing bridge over the interstate as part of the I-40 widening project. Catching you up on local news, the Chapel Hill Carrboro School Board is meeting today at 4:30, day two of a two-day spring retreat. The Orange County School Board is not meeting this week, but board members are definitely thinking about each other. Bonnie Hauser confirmed yesterday that she has called for a runoff election against fellow incumbent Jennifer Moore in the race for the third and final open seat on the board. Moore defeated Hauser by about 460 votes last week, but neither candidate got support from a majority of voters, enabling Hauser to request a runoff. That election will take place on May 14th. Polls and precincts will be open anyway that day because of a statewide runoff in the GOP race for lieutenant governor. Now to Chatham County, where authorities in January seized more than 200 dogs from a suspected puppy mill in Bear Creek. While the owners are facing animal cruelty charges, the dogs themselves are now doing much better, and dozens of them are about to go up for adoption. With the full story on that, here's 97 on the Hills, Brighton McConnell.
The Chatham County Sheriff's Office began investigating after a community member called in late January about distressing sounds of dogs heard on the property about 7 miles southwest of Siler City. The case led them to two people and multiple buildings on site where dogs were kept in an alleged puppy mill. Recognizing the scale of the operation, the Sheriff's Office then turned to third parties for help.
Law enforcement agencies don't need somebody to come in and take everything over. They just need some support.
That's Kim Album, the director of field operations for the Bissell Pet Foundation, which is a national organization that works to connect groups to resources when completing an animal rescue.
They might need help just creating a warrant because it's not a large number of animals, and maybe they haven't done an animal cruelty case before. Or maybe they need help to not only execute the warrant, but to gather evidence and do the forensics on site. So it really just depends on what is needed, but we have a resource for just about everything.
One of Bissell's national partners is Animal Rescue Corps, which helps with the seizure, sheltering, and grooming of animals after the warrants have been delivered. Michael Cunningham is a shelter director for the organization, who is also on site for the Chatham County case.
There was 214 live animals. Since they've been in our care, we've had 3 litters of puppies born at our facility, so our numbers have gone up. They are schnauzers and schnauzer mixes. These are both miniature, standard, and giant schnauzers. And there was also 2 Doberman pinschers on the property as well, and we have them here in our care.
Cunningham said the dogs were in 3 different buildings at the alleged puppy mill, which all had their windows and doors shut. He said it had a characteristic common to other rescues, a smell strong enough when his team entered that their eyes watered and skin burned.
As urine and feces breaks down, it gives off ammonia gas, and that gas concentrates in the air inside of these buildings. And anything over 25 parts per million, you should be wearing a respirator, something to protect your lungs. And these buildings were over 200 parts per million, so you can tell they were just desperate. That's the word that keeps coming to my mind as I went into these buildings. They just seemed desperate.
Since their removal from Bear Creek, the dogs have been sheltered at an Animal Rescue Corps facility in Nashville, Tennessee. Cunningham said while there, they get extensive veterinary treatment, checkups, baths, shaving of matted fur, pregnancy checks, and exposure to clean air. They also begin a slow adjustment socially as they have more individual time and space. Cunningham said one of the women charged with animal cruelty surrendered control of her dogs as part of the legal proceedings, which means 85 of the animals can now be sent to shelter partners across the U.S. to find new homes. This week, some will head to Chicago and Virginia Beach. But community members could also have a chance to adopt them from more local shelters, as others will be taken to Pawfect Match in Holly Springs and the Forsyth Humane Society in Winston-Salem. Cunningham said if people do seek out these specific dogs or any others rescued from rough environments, always be wary of the changes they are experiencing.
The whole world is new to them. They don't know how to walk on grass. They don't know how to walk on shiny floors. They don't know what stairs are. Some of the things that we take for granted all of these things are completely new to these animals, and it takes a little bit of patience.
Album said she urges people to adopt instead of seeking certain types of animals from breeders. But if people do want to go that route, she said there are signs to watch for if animals are being treated poorly.
If you're going to purchase an animal and you walk into what you thought was a good breeder and the dogs are not in good condition, there's a high ammonia level, the dogs don't look happy, they don't look comfortable, you're not allowed to see certain animals, red flag, red flag, red flag. It doesn't feel right. Walk away. Don't give that person your money and report them.
You can see photos of the rescued animals by visiting chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
And visit Chapelboro for even more local news, including details about a Hillsboro man who just won $100,000 on a digital lottery ticket. 6:16, your time. Time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Rosewood Wealth Management. The ACC tournament begins today for UNC men's basketball as the Tar Heels are in D.C. looking to win their first conference title in 8 years and lock up a one seed in the NCAA tourney. Speaking on his radio show this week, head coach Hubert Davis.
I'm excited about it because that's where I grew up. I was born in Winston-Salem, but I grew up right outside of Washington, D.C. My dad worked 35 years for the Department of Education for the United States government. So I get to go home. But we're really excited about the challenge of playing in the ACC tournament. You know, we play the winner of, you know, Florida State and Virginia Tech. And even though that we won three games, including those two teams, you know, they're playing extremely well right now. And it's just going to be really tough. And this, I still think this is the best conference in college basketball. And so, for us to have a chance, you know, we have to play well on both ends of the floor, but we're excited about the challenge and looking forward to getting to Washington, D.C.
And Super Davis there. Carolina's opponent today is Florida State. The ninth-seeded Seminoles advanced yesterday with an 86-76 win over Virginia Tech, thanks to 34 points from junior forward Jameer Watkins. Speaking with 97.9 The Hill yesterday, commentator David Glenn said Watkins is playing better than ever.
FSU has a guy named Jameer Watkins who is maybe just a cut below the 15 guys who were named All-ACC earlier this week, but he's the Seminoles' best player. He's a transfer from VCU, and he just went crazy today. I mean, I think it was his best game of the season as the Seminoles beat the Hokies by 10. He had 34 points and 11 rebounds and 4 steals. I mean, he got to the line over and over and over. He hit a couple of threes. And as we know, Leonard Hamilton's Florida State teams always have long athletic defenders. So that's going to be the challenge for the Tar Heels, is dealing with a team that's taller and longer than most opponents, but also dealing with Jameer Watkins.
That's David Glenn there. Carolina did beat Florida State in both of their meetings this year, but it hasn't been easy. The Tar Heels trailed at halftime in both of those games. Tip-off is set for noon in Washington, D.C. We'll have all the action for you right here on 97.9 The Hill, starting at 10:30 with Countdown to Tip-Off. Elsewhere in sports, Carolina baseball beat Rutgers 9-8 last night, fighting off a late rally to extend their winning streak to 11. Catcher Luke Stevenson got the clutch hit late, a two-run homer in the eighth inning. Tar Heels hit the road this weekend for a three-game set at Miami, starting tomorrow night at 7. And in hockey, the Carolina Hurricanes are back in action tonight, hosting the Panthers. Face-off time is 7 p.m.